the lovely ladies of Paranormal Attraction wrap up right now with the lovely Eden Shay Beck. You might have seen her in my BFF Satan Boy Genius American Bikini. Eden, welcome to Podcasting Them Softly.
Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you on. Wonderful film. I loved your character, Kelly. And Kelly is the ultimate BFF, isn't she?
Yeah, I think she really is. She loves Bully and can be, you know, a bit bossy and protective at times, but she definitely means well.
Okay. And how much of Kelly is in Eden Shay Beck, or is there a lot of actresses, a lot of actors bring some of themselves, inhabit these characters a little bit? Is a little bit of Kelly in you, or a little bit of you in Kelly?
Yeah, definitely. I think after reading the script, that's when I really started to realize that there's a part of me that is in Kelly, just kind of a more unfiltered, eccentric, out there, but there's definitely facets of my personality that I was able to kind of draw from, and when I was reading the script, I'm like, oh yeah, I've imagined, you know, feeling that way or saying that. So it was just like, once I kind of found that, like, part of me, it was pretty easy to connect to her.
And like Kelly, do you find it empowering watching hunks get sweaty lifting heavy boxes?
Everyone enjoys that. I don't know if I would say it the way she would, but yeah, you can't go wrong there.
That's fantastic. I hate to use the label comic relief, but I do feel, I'm not going to say that your character is comic relief in the film, but you definitely are the character that cuts the tension at the right time.
Yeah, I think that's what's great about this film, and, you know, it's not just straight horror thriller. There's parts of it that are really funny, and, you know, I think it helps just to, you know, it's hard to watch a film that's so scary and so dramatic the entire time. So I think that, yeah, it was really fun to kind of be the moment of, yeah, I guess you're right, relief, or just bring a fun energy when even throughout the film it seemed like times were bad.
Right, sure. And I mean, usually it's a story point that cuts the tension or takes the focus away from, you know, the case at the bar so that people can relax for a moment. But a laugh always after a moment of intensity is such a wonderful relief for the audience. And that's, I actually read something not long ago about how the audience needs a break in the tension, something like every 5 to 10 minutes during a movie. It's actually something, some sort of study, and don't quote me on it, but I did read an article about it. And I find that it does, particularly in horror films, or even the way it's used in offbeat ways, like in RoboCop, after a moment of intense violence where the guy gets gunned down at the start by the giant Ed 209, and someone yells out in the midst of the wake of it all, like, somebody call a goddamn paramedic. Like, there's nothing left of him. They'll be picking him up with a sponge for several weeks. But you know, it's great to have moments of levity, especially in those situations, especially in a horror movie where you are kind of on the edge. Well, hopefully, if the story is effective, you're on the edge of your seat most of the way through, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, just in human nature, you know, that's why people enjoy, like, SNL so much. They play on realistic events and scenarios going on that are, you know, sometimes horrible and really sad, but if we can kind of joke about them, it makes us feel better. So I feel like it's too much for, yeah, people in life or people when watching films to just have fear throughout, or terror, or sadness that needs, you know, like, we just as humans can't handle too much of that.
So Brooklyn and Nicole were telling me that they're both avid horror movie fans. Are you equally so?
I would say no. I get really scared watching horror.
Right.
But for some reason, this past year, I've just been in a lot of horror. So it's
right.
Like one of my favorite genres to act in. And I guess, like, watching a film that I'm in, it's not scary for me because I know what went through it. But
right.
Yeah, I don't watch a lot of horror because
okay.
I'm someone who, like, can't handle it.
Okay. What movies do you prefer? What genre do you prefer, if you had one?
Probably Probably like my number one would be rom-com or coming-of-age indie film. I'm very like, lighthearted.
Okay.
Easy to watch.
Right. Well, I mean, that's evident, and I can sort of gather some of that. If there's some of you in the character that you portrayed with Kelly, then I can see that, you know, I don't think she's a very dark person. I think she's like effervescence and very much a free spirit. So I can see that none of that sort of, as Nicole was saying, she says the more blood the better. But I can certainly see from Kelly, knowing you through the character, I can certainly see that that's definitely not the case with yourself. But regardless of that, do you believe in the paranormal?
I wouldn't say I'm a non-believer. I don't have experience, but I have watched some TV shows where, you know, you see like mediums just kind of uncover really personal information about the people that they're reading, and there would be no way of them knowing. So I definitely, it's like, you know, for me, it's like, oh, if I see it, I'll believe it. I'm definitely not a doubter,
right. But
I don't have any experience where I feel like, oh, I felt a presence.
Okay.
But I'm definitely interested in it.
Right, right. Have you known anyone that has, like, have told you that they've had some sort of...
Yeah.
Experience?
My, I feel like my aunt, she just kind of dabbled with that in, like, psychic readings and card readings. And I've talked to people who say they just, like, can, you know, get a sense of people's energy right when they need them. So, you know, I believe it's hard to understand what someone feels unless you're in their brain. So, but since multiple people have said, like, they share that same kind of energy, I feel like it must be something, you know, whether or not we can see it.
So this is a movie full of great twists and turns. What did you think the first time you read you've been through production and all that, but what do you think the first time that you sat down to read the script?
I think I was really focused. That's like when I read the script, I already had known that I was playing Kelly. So I just got really excited because I just started to really love her character. And, I guess some of my favorite parts were of her, like, actually in it. So it was like, I was happy that I got to play her. But I just think it has like a good kind of message, and there's so much to it. It's not extremely violent or intense, but it has, you know, moments of really a lot of sense and thrill, and, you know, there are some jolting, fearful moments throughout, but it's not anything that goes on the entire time. And then, yeah, with the breaks of the comedy and the love, I just feel like it kind of has something for everyone. And for someone who maybe gets a little bit more scared watching a horror, I think it has a lot of different aspects that people can relate to, even if, you know, horror isn't their number one genre.
As I was saying to Nicole just moments ago, I think the strength of this film is the fact that it doesn't seem to be avoiding the cliches. It does sort of subvert them in other ways. So because horror, like every genre, has the terrible propensity to be formulaic, this kind of gets around that by, I wouldn't say avoiding it, but not going the way that you automatically assume it would go, do you think?
Yeah, it's hard to, like, you know, when you've read something so many times and you're so familiar, it's always interesting to hear people's first kind of reaction to it.
Right.
And I think thinking back to it, I was like, wow, it was hard to even pinpoint the genre, because I think you're right how it just has so many different aspects.
Yeah.
Making it, not a traditional, like, I wouldn't, I mean, maybe because I know it and have, you know, worked with it so much, but I wouldn't even think of it as a straight horror film.
No.
So I think, that's correct what you said.
Because, I mean, let's face it, posters and ad campaigns can be deceiving when you put the word paranormal in the title. There's always that element. I mean, you can think off the top of your head of a dozen or so movies with paranormal in the title and what kind of movies they were. So do you think we inherently bring back, even though you're out at the movies to have a good time, do you think we inherently bring baggage in with us? Because let's face it, if it's a particular genre film, like, you like rom-coms, right? So you must have your favorites. Like, what's one of your favorite rom-coms that you watch?
Well, I definitely like the throwback. So I don't know if this is considered, but I love The Parent Trap. It's okay. Kind of like a cute, you know, and well, I guess it's kind of coming of age as well.
What, the Hayley Mills one or the Lindsay Lohan?
The Lindsay Lohan one.
Okay, all right, sorry. I just showed everyone how old I am. Okay, Hayley Mills.
No, I remember my parents told me I watched that film when I was younger and didn't like, but I would want to watch it again just to see.
That's cool.
Maybe I've changed.
Yeah, well, anyway, like, okay, for example, so you like The Parent Trap, so if there was a movie coming out that, I'm not going to say it has the same title, but it's got the same sort of premise, do you think we automatically carry in baggage because we have a version of that kind of story that's kind of treasured in a way, particularly if it's a childhood favourite that we've nursed throughout the years and we go back to it as like a comfort film? Do you think we inherently carry that baggage into some movies? Like, you know, let's face it, if on the marquee reads Paranormal Attraction and they go, well, is that like Paranormal Activity or is that like Paranormal whatever, you know, Paranormal Investigators or whatever the title might be, you know, do you think we carry that into the movies?
Yeah, I think, well, like, yeah, first of all, the name, you know, it's people create their titles so that people want to come and watch, and it's shown and proven people like movies that deal with the paranormal.
Right.
So I think that's number one. So the people going into it are excited to see something that they've seen.
Right.
And, yeah, it's like, I feel like, you know, everything, like, especially as an actor, it's like, all I do is bring in all my personal experiences. And when you kind of start to think about scenes and scripts, like, you bring in, you know, your life experiences. And whenever you watch something or take something in, everyone takes it in personally based on their childhood or what their parents said to them. And but everyone can relate, I think, to certain feelings of fear and sadness and romance, but in their own unique way. And I think you get personally affected by something that maybe is more prevalent in your life or your upbringing. And fear is an interesting one because I feel like not a lot of us have dealt with the situations we see in horror, but I think it's kind of an exciting experience going to the movies, you know, with your friends and being scared. And a lot of people grew up doing that. So I think it's something people get excited for, that theater experience that you can't necessarily get when you're home alone.
Well, Eden, before we sign off, it's been wonderful to have you on the program. If I was walking down the street and you're walking towards me in the opposite direction, you go, hey, Kent, I haven't seen you in a couple of days. Just seen a really good movie. How would you sell it to me?
I would say, well, if you're into watching an unrequited love story filled with suspense and horror and excitement, splashes of comedy, in kind of a very realistic setting with paranormal elements, I think you would really enjoy this movie.
There you go. I'm sold. Eden. It's been fantastic to have you on the show. I got one more question before I let you go. You're at home in bed on the edge of sleep, and in the darkness, a voice comes to you and tells you to get out of the house. What do you do?
I would probably go out. I don't think I would believe it at first, so I'd go out, kind of explore what I'm hearing. And if I kept hearing it to the point where I believed, you know, someone was talking to me, I think I would get out of the house. Not one to play with that kind of thing.
Okay, cool. Well, I tell you what, you're the first different answer I've had all week on that one. Most people are just leaving, but you're a curious person, so you would investigate the source of the voice first a little bit, would you?
Yeah, because maybe it's just my own head, you know? Sometimes I have weird thoughts going on.
But of course, once you sit up in bed and realize that you might have been just dreaming, and then now awake, you hear... The second one, you're leaving.
Yeah, the second or third one, I'd be like, okay,
this is
not my head. This is someone talking to me.
Yeah, let's blow this popsicle stand. Eden, it's been fantastic. Yeah. Eden Schoebeck, one of the lovely ladies in this wonderful little gem of a paranormal love story, Paranormal Attraction. Check it out where and when you can. I hope that the current circumstances don't delay the premiere, which I'm led to believe is in Las Vegas. So if you're out around at that time, go to the film's Facebook page, give them a like, and keep up with all the bits and pieces that are happening with this wonderful film. And check out the work of my guest, Eden Schoebeck. Thank you for being my guest on podcast. Discussing Them Softly.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It's been marvelous, and I hope you get down under one day.
Yes, I plan to.
Awesome. Thank you very much, and have a good rest of your afternoon.
Thank you.